With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, bud. How are you, Dave Bow?
Very good. Good to catch up. It's been something I've wanted to do for a while. I've been following you, man.
Oh, very kind, mate. Thank you.
Not at all. Listen, anyone who appears in my favourite Scottish show ever, Still Game, deserves to be to be kept an eye on.
I know. I got a little, wee cameo on it. But again, it's the same. It's still one of my, if I'm ever homesick, it's something to put on.
Oh, it's my mate married a Scottish girl, and then we just kind of found this show, and he was like, "You've got to see Still Game," and I was like, "Okay, fine." Turned it on. I was like, "Oh my god, Jack and Victor, just can't get enough of them."
Yeah, it's a classic.
Listen, congratulations on the Revenge Club. What a show! This is a wild ride.
Oh, cheers, man. Yeah, no, that and you know that was a big appeal of doing it. It does feel like a wild ride. You know what? I don't know how to really explain it. Is it a comedy? Is it a drama? Is it a thriller? Is it a murder mystery? Is it a caper? You know, it's all those things just kind of thrown into the ether, and somehow we kind of come out the other end. But a wonderful cast, and we had a fantastic time in Dublin and down in Bray filming it. I think that was a big part of us. We'd always been we'd be in O'Donoghue's, having a cheeky pint, listening to the music, and then keep our spirits up for going in. But it was a wonderful, wonderful job. Like, I really had a blast making it.
That's great. And is there any worry then among the cast, the crew, everyone, the creators, that, you know, a group of other people sitting in it on who's might go, do you know what I've just seen on the telly? This thing called the Revenge Club. We should do this. Now, maybe not to the level you guys do, but I'm thinking, like, if I could take revenge on the guy who stole my yogurt and work, maybe I would.
Yeah. No, but again, that's the thing with me. I think this is why it's resonating with people, because we all have these revenge fantasies, whether it be somebody's nicked your yogurt, whether it's somebody bullied you in school, whether it's somebody keyed your car, you know. Yeah. But what makes people good, for the most part, is they remain fantasies. But with this group, you know, they're all being sort of pushed to the limit. They're all broken and lost. And then when one of them gets severely done over and they feel it's only right to serve a bit of karmic justice, but then it gets good to them.
They
get a taste for it. But it also gives them meaning, because they've felt useless for the last couple of years, and now they feel like, oh, we're good at this, and they actually feel like they're doing a bit of good for their new friends.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I suppose there's a group feeling, there's a friendship building among these people who've all, as you said, felt a little bit like, you know, they're on the wrong end of things for a while. So
and that's when you feel a bit of collective worth. You know, it's intoxicating. You know, and again, they feel like they're doing good for their pal. You know, so it's not just purely like they're being
nasty for the sake of it.
Yeah, that means. And even in my sense, my character Calum, I mean, it's not so much revenge he's out for. He's out for justice.
Justice.
All he wants to do is be part of his daughter's life. And, you know, in this kind of storyline, he had agreed shared custody, and now it's been reneged on, and he's being pushed out. So, I mean, I think any parent can relate to that, and any parent would go, right, no, I'm not letting this happen. So whatever it takes.
That's it.
At the same time, he's kind of racked with guilt and shame, and thinks he'll be taking this too far. But I think all of them get pushed, and then there's lines that's crossed that you can't uncross.
That's it. What about Martin? Forget Callum for a second. Who annoys you? Now, I'm not suggesting you'd ever take revenge on someone, but like for me, for example, I know I'm a very nice person. I'm very friendly, very calm.
Good to hear, Dave.
Until I'm in a car park and it appears the person in front of me who's exiting the car park has never used a ticket-based barrier system in their lives, and I start to completely freak out. What does it for you?
What winds me up? Probably a similar thing, like, because I travel a lot, it really winds me up when you've been waiting in a queue for 10, 15 minutes and then somebody gets to the front and starts looking through the bag for their passport, their wallet, and you're like, we've been waiting here 15 minutes, man. That queues, that kind of stuff, really winds me up.
A friend of mine is a motoring journalist, Dave Humphreys, and he travels so much, and he says there should be two airports. One for people who know what they're doing, and the one for the other people.
I think it sounds quite snobby, but as somebody who travels a lot, I do think actually just out of the way. Let's just go.
Let you do it. When you work in a big ensemble cast like this, like, what's the kind of most important thing to have on set day by day? Assuming great director, great story, everyone knows their lines, whatever. What collectively as actors, what do you guys think is the most important thing?
I think everything starts from the script.
Right.
It really does. You know, everything. And then when it is something as good as this, you just feel like you've got to do it justice. I think sometimes things can get lost a wee bit where everything now has to have a deep meaning. You have to take away with this. All I want people by this is to be entertained.
Yep. And they will
be. I feel like the world's on a kind of relentless doom cycle of horrible news. I just want people to, it's coming out over Christmas, just go on the couch, duvet, chocolate, cup of tea, glass of wine, whatever it may be, sit with your family, sit in your own, and have a laugh. Just, that's all I want. I just want people to have a good time watching it.
Now, probably a bit of recency bias, right? But if you think of all these, you know, ensemble cast shows you've done, so I'm thinking Line of Duty, I'm thinking The Rig, I'm thinking this one, The Revenge Club, like, just from the most fun on set and maybe around O'Donoghue's and all the rest, but which one of those was the most crack?
I think this was such good crack because there was a six. This is probably the most I've laughed on set.
Oh, that's good.
And Line of Duty is probably the most I laugh offset.
Offset, right. Speaking of Line of Duty, I can't not ask you, where are we with season 7? Are we close?
I think we'll start late spring.
Amazing.
I'm excited to get back to it. As I say, as we've just alluded to, you know, they're some of my best pals. So from a selfish point of view, I'm just excited to get back with my mates. Get up to Belfast. You know, Belfast's a great town. Some good eating, good pubs, good crack. So, it's from that point of view, because we did the last one, we finished it. It was COVID. I think we were the first show back.
Wow.
So severe COVID restrictions, like everybody on the other side of a glass talking through masks. And you were like, literally, you'd finish filming and you'd get a car back and told to stay in your apartment.
Same,
so it was for us, even like, it's no reason to commission a massive show again, but I think all of us were pretty certain right away that we're going to do another one just to get a bit of time together again.
That sounds amazing. Well, listen, The Revenge Club and Paramount Plus, as Martin just put it there, duvet, cup of tea, chocolate, you'll absolutely have a ball. It's wild, but you'll have an absolute ball. Come here. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me. And I'm glad the Island of Ireland has treated you so well over the years. That's great to hear.
It's been great to me. I said that myself, Doogie, and Sinéad went to the All-Ireland final.
Oh, wow.
We went to the semis, and unfortunately, Meath didn't make it all the way.
That's right.
It's got a new fan. I loved it. It was brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, we're glad to have you anytime. Thanks a million for taking the time today.
Oh, man.
See you later. Thanks.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.